Well, we reached midweek here on the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and we are so proud to be your hosts. Don't forget to listen on those great radio stations out there like Mile City, Montana's KYUS FM and KMTA AM. Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read the Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. Covering all corners of the agriculture area, from grains to gears, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
In Valentine, Nebraska, Mike, the brightest spot is not just the stars. It's North Star Electric. Mike from North Star Electric shares, Valentine is where lifestyle meets livelihood. Do you want to work where you can plug into nature and a community that feels like family? Mike is looking for electricians, journeymen, or apprentices. Must have a valid driver's license and a passion for a great outdoors. Jumpstart your career at mamnorthstar@gmail.com. Check it out soon.
I have something from Jack Ostergaard out of Gothenburg, Nebraska, off of his Open Range publication.
Okay.
It's called For Sale. Kind of leaves the door wide open.
It does.
I read there's a great demand for genuine cowboy jeans. When I showed it to my wife and said, we have a veritable fortune beside my sewing machine. They are the most authentic cowboy pants I've ever seen. For example, take that pair of jeans that you're wearing now. They look like they could have been digested by a cow. They smell like they won't keep for another day, and no amount of washing takes that smell away. There's a stain on the right leg that's sure enough cowboy blood, and another on the left leg that's just plain old barnyard mud. There's a rip across the back where a horned cow got me in the rear, and the leg got caught on some barbed wire on a gate that wouldn't shut. One part has plumb worn through and is covered with a patch, a sign that is clear evidence that where I itch, I scratch. The front pockets won't hold staples, and my handkerchief slips out of the hole in my back pocket, whose origin has some doubt. The cuffs are somewhat ragged from dragging on the ground, and there's a large hole in the left leg where a kneecap can be found. The handle's off the zipper because the doggone thing got stuck, so without a pair of pliers, you're just plain out of luck. My wife said, your pants with all their holes and dirt and gore would bring a premium today. That's one thing I know for sure. Well, I took them off and dropped them in the middle of the floor where they stood up by themselves and started walking to the door. So I folded all them carefully and put them in a box. I mailed them off to Denver along with some old socks. Now, I'm standing here near naked in my underwear and boots waiting for my money so I can buy some three-piece suits. That's from Jack Ostergaard and called For Sale.
I like that. That's funny. Okay. Time for some Valentine police report updates, don't you think?
Okay.
All right, here we have a follow-up investigation. Deja vu is a legit thing. I feel like this topic has been addressed in recent history. If you have a wayward and significantly insubordinate juvenile in your home who just happens to have an affinity for vehicles that don't belong to them, you may want to consider hiding the car keys. Good advice. And here was an escort. The dancers and wrestlers were off to their respective state competitions. So cool to escort you out of town by leading you with lights and sirens rather than chasing you with lights and sirens. No, really. Congratulations on a job well done. And these reports are credited to Dana Miller, the chief of police out of Valentine, and her dependable sidekick, Bobby. Thanks for sharing those.
I have some more of those you might be a rancher things on today's program here as we wind things down. Well, you might be a rancher if your other vehicle is a tractor. You might be a rancher when you were little, you beat up another kid on the school bus arguing over the color of tractors.
Oh, dear. Yep.
You might be a rancher if you have enough ball caps to match every shirt you own, but you only wear one so you don't get the others dirty.
Very good. Very good. Conservative.
And you might be a rancher if your husband has asked if the family could celebrate your birthday in June instead of July so it doesn't get forgotten during haying season. You might be a rancher.
Okay, let's do a little business here. The closest to perfection a person ever comes is when he fills out his job application form. Stanley J. Randall said that, and I just have to agree. Totally.
Totally. If you have something you want to share on the Good Stuff, pretty simple. Send it to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, @gmail.com. And then keep listening for another edition of the Good Stuff.